Welcome back. We are listening to Mr. Neil Sedaka again, and this is the 1975 arrangement of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I thought it was so cool the way he started out with the 1962's intro to the song, and then he changed it.
You tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Girl, there's just no living without you. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. 'Cause if you go, then I'll be blue. Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up, it's hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love just one more try? Come on, baby, start anew. Breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up is so hard to do.
When you listen to the song from that perspective, the words are the same, but the music is different. The tempo is different. The emotion is different. You can really get literally a feel for how painful separation can be. And it can get you to the point where you say, hey, you know what? I really do appreciate now, even more than when you first mentioned it, how the emotional turmoil can wreak havoc on a person and therefore make it necessary, critical, that we have someone help us through the breakup. An important thing to remember about social support is that it comes in many different shapes and sizes, support being the key word, social support. Many different shapes, many different sizes. You may need empathy and emotional support. Empathy, the ability to understand someone else's feelings and to share those feelings. That's not a given. Not everyone is going to be there. Not everyone is going to understand. Not everyone is going to be willing, even if they are able, to share your feelings, the feelings that you're experiencing while you're going through the breakup. You may need empathy and emotional support primarily, but in addition, People can offer informational support, such as giving you advice on coping, tangible support in the form of financial help. I mentioned to you a little earlier that divorce can be a very, very expensive proposition for people. Financial help is a tangible support that is meaningful. Social companionship, such as simply being there so that you have someone to go to the movies with, you know, get you out of the house for a while when you're willing to get out. And rather than just say, go, get out. And they're saying, you go, you get out. They say, let's go. Let us go. And they may go with you to the movie. All of these things can help. Remember that different people offer different kinds of support. Because when the pain is excruciating and no one seems to truly grasp what you're going through, you may feel disappointed and depressed, maybe even angry, frustrated. Instead of letting this upset you, the fact that maybe they're not fully grasping what you're going through, try to make the best of what you are offered. For example, maybe your parents aren't the most empathetic humans out there. They may say some things that make no sense. You may, as strange as this sounds, you may even find that, let's say you're the male who has been mistreated by your wife, and your mother says to you, I don't know why you're upset about this. Men have been doing this to women for ages. And she may be right in that men have been doing that for ages, to women for ages. But let's not discount the fact that women have been doing that to men for ages, too. It's just not talked about as much from that perspective. Secondly, and to me, this is the most critical part of that whole part of the discussion. The mother says to the son, I don't know why you're complaining. Men have been doing this to women for ages. What insensitivity. What cruel insensitivity. And she's making it clear as to where she stands with regards to genuine love for her son. How could a woman love her son? How could a mother truly love her son and know that he is hurting because of a significant failure of his wife with regards to their marriage, and the mother say something that is designed to add more pain to her own son's life's equation? Well, certainly that parent would not come anywhere near falling into the category of being a sympathetic or empathetic human. But if they're willing to cook you some meals or lend you some money, despite what they just said, accept the meals, accept the money, the loan, even if that's what it is. Accept what they have to offer. And for those moments when you need someone to listen to your feelings and to agree with you, call someone else who you know you can rely on to be that kind of support. Whether it's an old close friend from high school, an old close friend from college, a dear friend with whom you have had a great relationship for the past 2 years, whom you met on the job. Whoever that is, just know who is most suited to provide what and go from there. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart.